USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Flight cancellations are continuing to pile up across the country as the travel chaos and nightmare continues. FlightAware says close to 2,800 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been canceled Wednesday. At the same time, over 1,100 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed on Wednesday. Many of those flights on Southwest Airlines where the CEO is apologizing.
Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan is apologizing after thousands of canceled flights left angry travelers stranded or scrambling again on Tuesday.
We have some real work to do in making this right. For now, I want you to know that we're committed to that.
Jordan said he's truly sorry that there's a massive effort to stabilize the airline and get things back to normal. Winter storms and huge operational challenges sent Southwest into a meltdown. Jordan says schedules are being significantly reduced in an attempt to catch up. He says he's also in contact with the Department of Transportation, which is investigating the problems. Jordan is optimistic that the airline will be back on track before next week.
Julio Flores reporting. The Supreme Court decides to temporarily keep in place a pandemic-era policy that denies asylum to many illegal immigrants. Texas Congresswoman-elect Monica de la Cruz says she believes the president should visit the border to see why a long-term solution is needed to slow the pace of illegal immigrant arrivals.
We're talking 10,000 people crossing our borders at one time. This is putting a lot of stress on our local communities.
Former Pope Benedict XVI is battling an unknown illness. Pope Francis said his predecessor is very sick and asked for prayers at the end of his general audience on Wednesday. And President Biden and the First Lady are spending New Year's in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The Bidens landed in St. Croix this morning. USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
TikTok star Brandon Montrell, a.k.a. Boogie B, was shot and killed in New Orleans last week while Christmas shopping for his grandmother. Montrell's mother, Sherilyn Price, appearing on Fox, shares her heartbreak over the killing.
Brandon's never been in a fight. He doesn't have an enemy in the world anywhere, least of all in New Orleans. It was only a few people that even knew he was in the city.
Price says if she can point to anything that may have led to the death of her son, it's the city neglecting its youth. A couple is reminiscing over a Christmas from years past that they will always remember.
Nick Day and his wife Shada will never forget this Christmas. It was 21 years ago that this happened.
She came to me one day and said, "I think I lost my ring. Now it's gone. I think I may have flushed it down the toilet on accident."
Uh-oh, but wait, there's a happy ending. Nick's mother recently had her toilet replaced, and you can just imagine the shock on his mother's face when a plumber found the ring while replacing that toilet. Mom says she couldn't believe it happened. I'm Jeremy Scott.
New top 10 lists reveal the most popular English language movie of the year was The Gray Man, the action thriller starring Ryan Gosling. The most popular English series was season 4 of Stranger Things, which was watched nearly 1.9 billion hours between May and October. The College Bowl season continues, highlighted by the Holiday Bowl, where North Carolina faces Oregon. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.